Victoria. David Eby will be British Columbia's next premier after the party disqualified his only competitor Anjali Appadurai over what it says was improper conduct in coordinating a membership drive with a third party. Here's a sketch of the man who will soon replace Premier John Horgan. Birthplace: Kitchener, Ont. Age: 46. Personal: married, 2 children. Career: lawyer, specializing in constitutional and administrative law issues related to protection and promotion of human rights and democratic freedoms. Previously an adjunct law professor at University of BC, president of HIV, AIDS Legal Network and the executive director of the BC Civil Liberties Association. Eby's work for the Pivot Legal Society to help people in Vancouver's downtown east side was recognized by the United Nations Association in Canada and the BC Human Rights Coalition. He's the author of The Arrest Handbook, published by the BC Civil Liberties Association. It provides information to people who are arrested on what to expect from police and how to act. Politics. Member of the legislature for Vancouver Point Grey since 2013. When he defeated former Premier Christy Clark, forcing her to seek a seat in a Kelowna by-election. Known as a fierce critic in opposition, he has guided some of the province's most contentious and difficult files while in cabinet as Attorney General and Minister responsible for housing, including a crackdown on money laundering, driving debate for housing policy reforms and kick-starting the cash-strapped Crown-owned Insurance Corporation of BC. He also ushering in the establishment of a human rights commissioner for BC. Fun facts. In his younger days, Eby played in several bands in Vancouver, including a four-piece band called The Band of Ladner, a suburb of Vancouver. At one NDP convention, Eby got up on stage and belted out a version of Bon Jovi's Livin' on a Prayer, to much applause. Quote, I have faith in the party and the provincial executive to ensure our leadership race is fair and the integrity of the process is maintained. I remain focused on engaging with New Democrats and British Columbians to build the future of our province together. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 19, 2022. The Canadian Press.